それではお祈りして始めていきたいと思います。
We'd like to start with the prayer.
愛する天のお父さん、
Heavenly Father,
今日も素晴らしい日を与えてくださって本当に感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day.
そして神様、今日本当にあなたがここにいてくださることをありがとう。
And thank you, Lord, for your presence here today.
どうぞ私たちの心の中にあなたが語ってください。
And Lord, we ask you to speak to each one of us here today.
一人一人に本当に必要なことをあなたご自身が語ってください。
And that you can speak, directly to each one of us, whatever you want us to remember individually.
そのことを愛する天のお父さん、イエス様の名前でお祈りします。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.今日はかっちゃんとビビアンでお送りします。
Today we have a different service, so Kat-chan and I will be speaking to you.
今日はヨハネの福音書の13章、14章からなんですけども。
Today we're going to learn from John chapter 13 and also chapter 14.
その前にこのことを話したいんですけども。
But before we go into these chapters, I'd like to say something.
私のお父さんは去年3月に亡くなりました。
My father passed away last year in March.
そしてお医者さんにはそのお父さんの命はあと3ヶ月ですって私たち家族は言われました。
And just before that, the doctor had told our family that he would be alive for another 3 months or so.
そして私はもう3ヶ月ってそんな短いのすごいショックだったんですね。
And at the time when I heard that, I was thinking, oh my gosh, 3 months, that's it.
けどももういずれお別れする時が来ます。
But for all of us, there is a time where we have to separate from our family members. We will all go through that.
だから私は何を一番お父ちゃんに伝えたらいいか。
And at that time I was thinking, what is the most important thing that I should talk to my father about?
そしてそのことを考えて、一番大切なことを伝えることをしました。
And I thought a bit about that, and so I decided to tell him the most important thing.
そしてまた逆に、あと3ヶ月しかないんだったら、お父ちゃんそんなテレビばっかり見んと。もっとあるやろ娘に何か言うことって。
And I was planning to talk to him about the most important thing, but at the same time, I'm thinking it's only 3 months, so stop watching TV all the time. And isn't there anything that you have to talk to your family, to me, to your daughter?
お父ちゃんはどんなこと考えとったん？何大切にしとったんって。
For example, what do you think about, or what was the most important thing in your life?
そしてどんな人生やったん？
How was your life? How do you look back?
私らのことどう思っとったんって。
What do you think about me?
そうやっていろんなことを話してほしかったんですね。
And I really wanted my dad to talk about so many different things.
だけども残念ながらお父ちゃんはあまり話してくれませんでした。
But my dad didn't talk too much.
今日のお話はイエス様が十字架にかかる前のお話なんですけども。
Today we're going to learn what Jesus spoke before he went on to be crucified.
弟子たちとのお別れがもう目の前に迫っています。
And Jesus knew that he would be going away and so separating himself from the disciples very soon.
イエス様はどうだったでしょうか？私のお父ちゃんみたいじゃなかったと思うんです。
How was Jesus in that situation? I think he was very different from my dad.
イエス様はどうでもいいような話ではなくて、もう一番大切なこと、一番言っときたいことを愛する弟子たちに伝えようってされたんじゃないかなと思います。
And I think that Jesus was not wasting his time in talking about whatever. He was actually focused on what was the most important thing. What did he really have to communicate with his disciples?
今日はそのどんなことを話されたかっていうのを3つのポイントで見てみたいと思います。
And today we're going to look at what Jesus said at the time, and we're going to learn three things from that.
聖書のヨハネの13章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
13節から17節まで日本語でお読みしたいんですけども。
Verses 13 through 17 will be read in Japanese.
ブリテンに日本語載ってますのでパワーポイントで英語を写してください。イエス様が13章の13節ですけども、あなた方は私を先生とも主とも呼んでいます。あなた方がそういうのは良い、私はそのようなものだからです。それで主であり死であるこの私があなた方の足を洗ったのですから、あなた方もまた互いに足を洗い合うべきです。私があなた方にした通りにあなた方もするように、私はあなた方に模範を示したのです。誠に誠にあなた方に告げます、しもべはその主人に勝らず、使わされたものは使わしたものに勝るものではありません。あなた方がこれらのことを知っているのなら、それを行うときにあなた方は祝福されるのです。
英語全然出てないから。
じゃあ英語でお願いします。
I'm going to read it in English. John chapter 13 verses 13 through 17. You can call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
ここではですね、イエス様が弟子たちの足を洗ったことが書かれているんです。
And this is the verse that talks about when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
そして大切なポイントの一つは、あなた方も互いに足を洗い合いなさい。
And the number one thing that we want to, that I want you to learn today is that we should wash the feet of others.
それはお互いに使い合いなさいっていうことなんですね。
And this means to serve others.
そしてどうしてこういうこと言われたんかなって私は思いました。
And I was thinking, why is this written here?
そしてこれは弟子たちの心の中にある自己価値に関わることじゃないかなって思いました。
And I was thinking that it's probably related to the self-value that the disciples were thinking about at the time.
人に使えるには人を自分よりも優れたものにする、優れたものと思う、そういうふうに考えないといけません。
When you serve others, you're saying that you look at others as more valuable than yourself.
そしてこの当時の日常生活ではもう人々の足はとても汚れていました。
And at this time when this was written, people's feet were very dirty.
もう埃っぽい道を歩いたり、そしてもう家畜や動物の糞があったり、踏んでたりとか。
Okay. The streets were very dirty, and so people would walk around, and there were many animals living in the cities also, and so they'd step on their number twos and come back home.
だから、もうお家に入るときは、しもべ、召使いが、ご主人とかお客さんの足を洗ってたんですね。
And so whenever they went back home, they would have servants who would wash their feet.
そしてジーザスや弟子たちがその最後の食事の場所に行った時に誰も足を洗ってくれる人はいませんでした。
And at this time, when Jesus and disciples went to have their meal, there was nobody there who could wash their feet.
そして弟子たちも誰も足を洗おうとしませんでした。
And not even one of the disciples decided that, oh, I'm going to do it.
なぜなら足を洗うことで誰が身分が高いか低いかっていうのが分かるんですね。
That is because when you wash somebody else's feet, you're showing all those who are around who is the lowest in rank at that place.
もうまさしく自分の価値が問われるわけです。
And so you destroy your own self-image right there.
そうでなくても弟子たちはもういつも、もう誰が一番偉いんやろうかとか順番気にしてました。
And as we read other verses in the Bible, we see that the disciples were really concerned about their position, who was better than the other.
だからもう自分から人の足を洗うなんてもうとんでもなかったんじゃないかなと思います。
And so, of course, they were not very happy about even considering the thought of washing someone else's feet.
そしてとうとうイエス様が食事の席から立って、今度イエス様自らが進んで弟子たちの足を洗ったんですね。
And so Jesus got up and he went and showed them an example and washed their feet.
もう弟子たちはもうすごくびっくりしたと思います。
And I think the disciples were really shocked.
もう先生と呼ばれるそんな方がこのしもべのそんな仕事
I can't do the Kansai Ben in English, but so the disciples are looking at Jesus and thinking, oh Lord, you're our father, you're our teacher, how could you be doing something that the servants are supposed to do? You're going to be washing our feet?
イエス様はそのしもべのようなミス使いのようながやるようなその仕事をしても自分の価値は下がりませんでした。
Jesus knew that even though he did all these things, his position at that society would not be changed. He's still who he was.
イエス様はいつでも自分を低くすることができました。
And Jesus was very good at putting himself in a lower position like that.
そしてイエス様は実際もう人から嫌われているような罪人とかの人たちとかと一緒に食事をしたりとかしててそしていろんな人々に意地悪を言われてました。
And many times Jesus was criticized because he would eat with sinners or he would be with tax collectors and other people didn't understand why he could do that.
それでもイエス様も全然平気だったんですね。
But still he did not mind and he continued doing so.
どうしてイエス様は他の人を自分よりも優れたものにするそうやって接することができたんでしょうか。
And why could Jesus do that? Why could he love and show so much care and spend time with people who are considered to be so low or so sinful?
それはもう天のお父さんからもう愛する息子、子供ってたくさん神様の愛をもらってたんですね。
I think it's because God really loved Jesus and he knew he was his beloved son and he had so much confidence in God's love so he could share that with others.
だから自分が自分より人を自分より上にしても自分の価値は全然下がらなかったんです。
And so even if you make someone higher than yourself, it doesn't really change who you are.
私たちは例えば誰かが結婚決まったとか良い仕事、新しい仕事見つかったって思ったら、もう私はどうなるんって考えることあります。
Many times when we hear about other people's lives and how they're doing so well, and oh, that person is getting married, or oh, this person got this good job, and we tend sometimes to think, how about me? You know, is God looking at me?
そして何か自分がなんか惨めに見てしまったりとか。
And sometimes we pity ourselves and we feel sorry for ourselves.
そして人と比べたり、競争してるつもり全然ないんだけども、なんか他の人がうまいことやっとって、そして褒められてたら、心の中では面白ないわ。
ないわ。okay. So even though we're not really trying to compete and we're not really trying to compare ourselves to others, we still think, you know, that's not much fun. It's not fair.
そしてもう人の祝福を素直に喜べなかったりとかそんなことないでしょうか。
And I think that maybe there are times that we don't get happy when other people are blessed.
私もそういう時あるんですけどもそういう時はもう本当に今度は人に使えるってことができません。
And I've also gone through that and I think that when we go through that we can't really serve others.
そういう時はなんか優しい気持ちというよりもなんか冷たい気持ちが私の中をどんどん支配していくんです。
And instead of feeling love and care for that person, we usually feel a bit cold.
そして何か自分がどんどん枯れていくように感じます。
And sometimes we feel like we're changing on the inside.
だから私がもしそのように感じることあったら、ああ自分の価値下がってるわって。
And sometimes we feel like, oh, my self-value is really getting way too low.
そして、ああ、神様もっと神様愛してるっていうことを私の中に育てないと。
And so that's the time when we have to say, God, I really have to practice receiving your love. I really have to feel your love in my life.
そしてこのままだったらもう神様働きできない。やばいと思うんですね。
And so if I continue this way, I can't really serve others, I can't serve God, and I really can't do the work that God is preparing to do through me.
そして神様から愛をもらって方向転換します。
And so that is a time when we have to really receive God's love and then share it.
弟子たちのようにですね、私たちも人に使えるっていうことを学んでるんです。ここでね、学んでると思うんです。けれども、実際にはやっぱり自分の価値との戦いがあって、なかなかその 行動に移せないということがあるんじゃないかなと思います。
Many times we learn about how to serve, but because of these feelings that we have and this competition that we have with others, or feeling sorry for ourselves, these things don't allow us to actually practice what we're being taught.
そしてもう一つ次はヨハネの13章34、35を見てみたいんですけども。
I'd like to look at John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35.
これが大切じゃないかなと思う二つ目のポイントです。
I think these are important verses and we're going to go on to point number two.
日本語と英語で読んでみますね。あなた方に新しい戒めを与えましょう。あなた方は互いに愛し合いなさい。私があなた方を愛したように、そのようにあなた方も互いに愛し合いなさい。もしあなた方の互いの間に愛があるなら、それによってあなた方が私の弟子であることをすべての人が認めるのです。
John 13, 34 and 35 A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
イエス様は互いに愛し合いなさいと教えられました。
Here Jesus is teaching us to love our neighbor.
さあ、弟子たちはどうやって仲間になったんでしょうか？
How did the disciples come together to become Jesus' disciples?
ペテロやヨハネが、あんたの趣味何？お釣り？仕事は？
For example, John went to someone and said, Hey, what's your hobby? What do you like? Fishing? Oh yeah, me too. Want to come with us?
で、自分の好みで弟子たちを集めたわけではないんですね。
I don't think the disciples were chosen according to their hobbies or similarities.
イエス様が弟子たちを選ばれたんです。
Jesus chose his disciples.
だからもういろんな人がいます。
And so there are many different types of people there.
自分の好みの人を愛するんだったら、それは自分の好みやから、自分の力で愛することができます。
If we are supposed to love all of those who are similar to us, it's really easy and we don't need God to do that. We can do it with our own power.
けど、自分と違うタイプの人を愛するんだったら、だんだんその人最初はいいけどだんだん嫌やなとかこんなことあって嫌やなと思ってだんだん嫌いになったりとか。
But when we have to love those who are not so similar to us, then we really get to the times when, oh, this is getting really difficult, or why does this person act this way? This is really hard to accept.
だからもうこの人と会わんからもう付き合いやめとこう言って、もう自分で愛するっていうのは限界があるんですね。
And so many times we get to a point where we're like, okay, I can't go any further. I can't love this person anymore.
どんな人でも愛し受けるのには無条件の愛、神様の愛、アガペの愛が必要です。
And because our love is limited, we really need God's love, unconditional love, and agape love to be able to love all of these people around us.
イエス様は弟子たちにいつでもどんな時でももう弟子たちの好みの愛でなくて神様の愛で愛し合うっていうことを教えられました。
And Jesus really taught the disciples how to love one another, independent of what they did or how they felt or what were the things that they liked to do.
それによってまだ神様のことを見たことない神様を人々がその神様を体験すると言われてるんです。
And so it's really like for those people who don't really know God to see that others are loving each other, it's really a way to transmit God through that.
第一ヨハネの4章12節にはこう書いてあるんですけども
In 1st John, 何だっけ
4の12節
1st John 4, verse 12
今だかつて誰も神を見た者はありません。もし私たちが互いに愛し合うなら、神は私たちのうちにおられ、神の愛が私たちのうちに全うされるのです。
Okay. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
次は3つ目のポイントなんですけども、14章の16から20節まで。
The third thing I want to talk about is in John Chapter
14. 20節。私は父にお願いします。そうすれば父はもう一人の助け主をあなた方にお与えになります。その助け主がいつまでもあなた方と共におられるためにです。その方は真理の御霊です。世はその方を受け入れることができません。世はその方を見もせず知りもしないからです。しかしあなた方はその方を知っています。その方はあなた方と共に住み、あなた方のうちにおられるからです。私はあなた方を捨てて孤児にはしません。私はあなた方のところに戻ってくるのです。今しばらくで世はもう私を見なくなります。しかしあなた方は私を見ます。私が生きるのであなた方も生きるからです。その日には私が父におり、あなた方が私におり、私があなた方におることがあなた方にわかります。
John chapter 14 verses 16 through 20. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
この三つ目の大切なポイントは、イエス様はもう自分はこれから弟子たちと一緒にいることできないけど、今度は聖霊が一緒にいてくれるよって。
And so the third thing that we can learn here is that even though Jesus was about to leave, and leave his disciples, he told them, I'm leaving, but I'm giving you another gift, a counselor that is the Holy Spirit.
そして聖霊様が、イエス様が地上でどんなことを行われたか、言われたか、思い出させてくれて、あなた方を助けてくれるよって。
And so the Holy Spirit from then would remind us of all the things that Jesus did and all the teachings that we've received. And so he would help us how to live after Jesus was gone.
そして聖霊様は一人一人の中に住んでくれて、真理に導いてくれると言われました。
And the Holy Spirit can, live inside of us and teach us about the truth and about God and remind us of God's word.
私は高校生の時に、よく散歩に、一人で散歩に出かけました。
When I was a high school student, I used to go out often for a walk.
そして、一駅往復するんですね。
And so I'd go up to the next station and back.
そして私自身は別に何か問題あるとか、困難なことがあるわけじゃないんですけども、もうすごく心の中が乾いていました。
I didn't really have a major issue going on or any problem or disappointment, but I kind of felt that I was empty.
そして洗礼を受けて聖書の神様のことを知っていたんですけども、もうまだまだ神様っていうのがなんか遠い存在でした。
I had already accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I had already been baptized, but I still felt like God was really far away.
そしてもうその時はもうただとにかく私を愛してくれる人は一体どこにいるんやろってすごい寂しい気持ちがもうたくさんありました。
And so I felt really lonely, and as I walked, I was always thinking, where is the God that really loves me? Where is love? How can I find it?
そして先日数十年経って実家に帰った時に同じ道を歩いてみました。
And so many years later, actually a few weeks ago, I went back to my hometown and I walked that same road.
そして私はもうずっと神様に祈りながら神様とお話しして歩きました。
And at that time, I was walking and really focusing on Jesus and talking and praying as I went.
そして高校生の時はもう自分を愛してくれる人を探しながら歩いていたけど、もう今は確かに私を愛してくれる人が私の中にいる。
And when I was a high school student, I'd walk there and I'd be thinking or looking for the God that was supposed to love me. But right now, I could walk there and know that the God who loves me is living inside of me.
そしてもう確かに聖霊様が住んでおられて一緒にいてくれてる。
And I really felt like the Holy Spirit lives in me and He's always beside me. He's always teaching me.
神様は何年も何年もそして私の中に住んでくれて、そしてもうずっともう長い年月、かっちゃん神様愛してくれてるよっていうことを教えてくれて、そして今まで導いてくれたことをもう本当に嬉しく思って感謝しました。
And so I could really feel that throughout all these years I had Jesus and I had the Holy Spirit in me and slowly I got to know more about God and I start to feel God's love. And so as I walked that road that day, I really felt thankful for God being with me.
またある時はこんなことがありました。あの祈りながら歩いていました。
And sometimes I'd walk and I'd be praying.
そうするとあの街の人々の目が、街の人々の姿が目に映ってきました。
And as I walked, I could look around and see people in the city or just remember their faces.
そして一人の年配のおばさんが工事のトラックを誘導してたんですね。
And there was an older lady who was working at a construction site. She was like a guardman leading the trucks in and out.
そして私はもうその方パッと目に入ってちょっと見てたら、ああずっと立ちっぱなしで。もう年配やし体もきついやろなって思いました。
And so I really looked at her and thought, wow, she's quite old and she's standing all day and it must be a really hard job.
そして私はあの自分で勝手に、あもしかしたら一人で頑張って生活していかなあかんのかなって、一生懸命働いてはるんやなって。
And so in my head I started thinking of the reasons why she's doing that. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe she lives alone, maybe she has no other income, maybe she really has to work hard to get a...To make a living.
そして私の心がなんかすごい哀れむような心、なんかすごい切なくなって、あのおばちゃん、車誘導するの大変やろって声をかけました。
And so I really felt care and love towards that person, even though I didn't know her. And so I talked to her.
そしておばちゃんが、もうそうやね、もう自転車もな、人も多いし大変やねんって言い張って。
And so I said, wow, you're working so hard, it must be really tough. And she said, yeah, there's so many people, so many bicycles, it's a hard job.
そして、あ、何かこのおばさん励ましたいなと思って、ボトルジュースを渡しました。
And I really felt like I wanted to encourage her, so I bought a juice, a can of juice, and I gave it to her.
そしてその後で、あの歩きながら、どうしてこんな気持ちになったんかなと思いました。
And as I walked away, I was thinking, why did I feel like that towards that person?
そして思ったのは、イエス様も神殿の門のところに立ってて、そして通りを歩いている人たちをずっと見たご覧になってて、そして道端の病気の人を見て哀れみの心が出てきて、そして癒されたことを思い出したんですね。
And so I could remember how Jesus would stay at the temple gates and he would look around and see all the people who were suffering from a disease orwho came there searching for healing or begging for money, and he would really have a heart and feel mercy for those, and he would pray and he would heal them.
そして、私を通して、イエス様がそのおばちゃんを見張ったんかなと思いました。
And so at the time I thought, wow, through me, God could really see that person, that old lady. He used me to look at her.
そして、聖霊様がまたそのイエス様の気持ちっていうのを体験させてくれたんかなと思いました。
And I also felt like the Holy Spirit gave me an opportunity to feel Jesus' love.
私はあの聖霊様はもうイエス様が送ってくれたもう大切な友達だと思うんです。
I really feel like the Holy Spirit is a very special friend that Jesus has given us.
そして私の、あのお母ちゃんはお父ちゃんが亡くなって一人で住んでるんですけども、もうすごく寂しい気持ちがあります。
At the moment, my mom is living on her own, and she's very lonely. She doesn't have really anyone with her.
けど、私がもういつもずっとお母ちゃんのそばにいることができません。
But I can't really be with my mom 24 hours a day.
今は1週間に1日だけ泊まりに行くことしかできません。
At the time, I'm actually being able to go once a week and sleep over and spend time with her, but that's all I can do.
だからもういつも神様どうぞお母ちゃんの心に住んでくださいって。
And so my prayer is that God would really touch her heart and that she could really accept Jesus and have the Holy Spirit in her so she won't feel so lonely.
そして聖霊様がお母ちゃんを励まして、 もう一人じゃないって教えてあげてくださいって、お母ちゃんの友達になってくださいって、いつも神様にお願いしています。
I'm always praying that the Holy Spirit will really show my mom that she is loved by God and that she is not alone and that there is someone who really cares about her.
ここで少しイエス様と弟子たちのこと関係について見てみたいと思うんですけど。
Now I'd like to look a bit at Jesus' relationship with his disciples.
弟子たちっていうのはイエス様がもうずっとそばにいてくれてはった時はもう本当に頼ってたんですね。
And the disciples really relied on Jesus since the time that they came together.
もう大勢の人がイエス様のところに来て、その人たちがお腹空かせてるってイエス様思ってかわいそうやなと思って、そして弟子たちだけでこの人たちのご飯お世話してちょうだいって言い張ったんですね。
For example, when there are thousands of people coming to listen to Jesus speak, Jesus would really worry about them and think, oh, they're hungry, and by the time they get home, they're going to be really hungry, so we should take care of them now. And so he would tell the disciples to prepare something to feed those people.
イエス様は弟子たちに天のお父さんに祈って知恵与えられて、与えられてそのことやってほしいと思われたんです。
And Jesus was hoping that the disciples would really focus and connect to God and pray and ask God to provide and to rely on God directly for the provision of that.
弟子たちはもうそんな5000人もおるんやで無理ですって言ったんですね。
But the disciples are like, hey, we have 5,000 people, no way, we can't do it.
また弟子たちはイエス様から病気の人を癒す力、権威を与えられていました。
And also the disciples had the authority of healing others.
そしていろんな村々に出かけていって、それがうまく上手にやっている時もあったんですけども、ある時はやっぱりできひん言ってイエス様に頼りました。
And sometimes they'd go out into villages and they'd pray and they could, you know, use well, just heal those in that village. But sometimes things didn't go as smoothly and they would go back to Jesus and say, we really can't do it. Can you help us?
そしてイエス様はいつも天のお父さんに祈っていました。
And Jesus was always praying to his father.
けど弟子たちは横でグースが寝てました。
But the disciples were always relying on Jesus.
そしてイエス様は、弟子たちは今この最後の食事の時のお別れ話に悲しんでるけど、実際には自分が去っていくこと、弟子たちから去っていくことは弟子にとっては良いことだと言われました。
And so at this time that we read in the beginning when Jesus is about to be crucified, he's talking to his disciples that I won't be with you for very long, but he's actually trying to tell them that it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing.
なぜなら今度は聖霊様が一人一人に与えられて、弟子たちが直接天のお父さんと関係を持ってもう大胆に神の器になれるって知ってたんですね。
Because from that point on, the disciples would receive the Holy Spirit and they would be able to connect directly to God and rely on God and then through the Holy Spirit do the same things that Jesus was doing.
ロブは毎年アメリカに行きます。
Rob goes to America every year.
私はもうその最初の頃はですね、もうロブがアメリカに来たら、はあ、行くんかどうしようって思ってたんですね。
And a few years ago, I would be like, oh no, Rob is going to America. Oh, what's going to happen? What should I do?
だけど、だんだん私はもう天のお父さんに頼ってやろうっていう気持ちになってきて、もう最近では、行ってらっしゃいって言えるようになりました。
But recently I've been really feeling like I can rely on the Holy Spirit and God has been teaching me so many things through this, so I can tell Rob, have fun, see you later.
ロブがアメリカに行くことで私たちは本当に成長のチャンスっていうのをいつも与えられてたんだなと思いました。
I really feel that Rob going to America once in a while really gives us an opportunity to grow.
イエス様は言われました。私を信じる者は私の行う技を行い、またそれよりも大きな技をします。
どこ、
ヨハネの14章12節です。
14章
12
In John 14 verse 12 Here. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father.
どういうことでしょうか?
What does this mean?
神様のプランには、弟子たちがその福音をイエス様よりももっと広い範囲で伝えるっていう大きな役割があったんですね。
I think the disciples here really had, what is it? They really had to go and reach out even further, compared to what Jesus had in his ministry.
実際、イエス様が歩いて、あの福音を告げられた場所っていうのは限られてるんです。
When Jesus was there, the place where they had ministry was really limited.
人口はどれだけか分からんけども、その村を行ったり来たり。してユダヤ人だけのミニストリーの展開でした。
And I don't really know the population at the time, but it was basically from this village to this village, and it was mostly a ministry for the Jews.
けど弟子たちやそのパウロの時代になると、今度はユダヤだけじゃなくてローマ、ギリシャ、その周辺の国々まであの福音が広げられました。
But then with the apostles and Paul, God's word really had to go on to Rome and Greece and other areas that were not only in that little concentrated place.
この今の時代はもっと広い範囲で福音が伝えられています。
And I think that today it has gone even further and we're all around the world trying to preach the good news.
もう聖霊の力によってもう地の果てまでもイエス様の証人になることができるんです。
And we can become witnesses of God and His love anywhere to the ends of the earth.
さあ、ここで KBF 神戸日本のことについて考えてみました。
I'd like us to think a little bit about KBF, Kobe, Kansai, Japan.
先日もロブが話してくれたように、神様は大きなビジョンを与えてくださいました。
Rob also talked to us a few weeks ago that God has really given him a vision.
ロブを通して何千人、何千万人の人が救われるっていうそのプランです。
Through Rob, God is going to save thousands.
そしてそのプランの中にはもちろん私たちも入ってるんですね。
And obviously inside that plan, we can see ourselves.
そしてその日本、神様が日本に持っているプランはもう天国行ってそのスタジアム、天国のスタジアムには日本から来た人がはいはいはいじゃなくってもううわーっていうそういう叫び声がすることだったと思います。
And so the vision is that when we get to heaven, it will be like a huge stadium, and who comes from Kansai, and instead of being yes 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 yes, it would be yay.
そしてそのプランを全うするためにもう神様は本当に日夜私たちを通して働こうとされているわけです。
And so in order to work through this plan, we really have to be used by God daily.
けど、それを邪魔するものがあるんじゃないかなと思いました。
But I really feel like sometimes there are so many little things that do not allow us to practice this and work with God.
それは一つは、もう妬みとか嫉妬の心じゃないかなと思うんです。
And one of these things would be maybe jealousy or envy.
なぜなら、もう実際にどんどんいろんな人が用いられるわけなんですね。
This is because so many people can be used by God.
もしかしたら、もう自分より若い人が用いられるかも。
Maybe someone who's younger than you.
また自分より後から来た人がリーダーになっているかも。
Maybe someone who came to church after you arrived.
もうそんな時に、わ私の立場はどうなんのって思うかもしれません。
And at that time, maybe you're thinking, "Hey, I'm here. I've been here for a while."
そしてもう競争の気持ちになってしまうかもしれません。
And sometimes you feel a bit competitive.
そんな時はどうぞ思い出してください。
But at that time, please remember.
神様が愛してくださっているので、人を羨んだり競争する必要ないこと。
God loves you, and you can be confident in that love, and so you don't have to be jealous or envy other people.
そして二つ目。これも邪魔するんじゃないかなと思ったのは、自分の傷や自分自身に目を向けることです。
And the second thing that I think can interrupt us from doing this is maybe having hurts or looking at ourselves with pity.
自分にフォーカスしてると、人々に使える力もなくなってきます。
When we focus on ourselves, we really cannot serve others.
実際私も自分のことばかり考えとったら 奉仕する力がなくなるんですね。
I think that when I focus on myself too much, I really cannot be useful and I can't serve those around me.
もう自分のことで精一杯なのに、なんでそんな教会来てまでご飯作らなあかんのなってなるんです。
I'm so busy and my mind is so full with so many different things. Why do I have to go home and cook for this person? Or why do I have to serve that person?
そして今度またその考えのおかげで、またどんどん自分が変えていくんですね。
And because of those thoughts, then again, I become empty and I start to dry up inside.
私たちは自分の傷とかもう自分でよしよしなぜなぜしようとしてしまいます。
And many times we look at our own hurts and we try to make ourselves feel better by comparing ourselves with others and just thinking, oh, poor me, poor me.
そしてまた他の人によしよししてって思いがちなんですね。
And sometimes we rely on others to come and say, oh, poor you, poor you.
けど神様の方法面白いなと思うんですけども。
But I really think that God's way is very interesting.
これぜひイザヤ書の58章の7から11をまたお家に帰って読んでほしいんですけども。
I'd like to take a look at Isaiah 58 verses 7 through 11. You can do this later at home. We don't have time to go through it now.
そこでは本当に神様の方法はすごいなと思うんですけども。
I'm going to repeat it, Isaiah 58:7-11. Here, I really think that God's way is very interesting.
神様から愛もらって、その力で人を助け、世話して、愛を表現していくんだったら、自分の傷が癒されていくって約束があるんです。
The Bible says that when we receive God's love and we go out and love and serve others, then our own hurts will be healed.
そして次はもう一つ の, その邪魔するものっていうのを見たいんですけども。
And now a third thing that I think interrupts us.
そしてこれは日常生活忙しさの中でもう神様は後回しすることじゃないかなと思いました。
I think it's being too busy sometimes and leaving God for later.
もうこれやってると神様からもう愛がたくさんもらえないので力がもらえません。
And because of this, we do not receive the love that we should receive from God, and so we can't really do things with His power.
そして力もらえなかったら、今度は自分の力でやることになります。
And because you don't receive that from God, then you have to rely on yourself and try to do it on your own.
自分の力は限界があります。
But your own power has limits.
だから結局小さな働きで終わってしまうかもしれません。
And sometimes you might actually do something, but it's going to be so small, and it's not really what God intended for.
私たちは毎日もう聖霊により頼んで、神様と親しい時間を持って、神様から力をもらうというのは本当に必要だなと思います。
It's very important that we spend time with God and we rely on the Holy Spirit and we live our daily lives trying to find out ways to bless and serve others.
最後にこの話をしたいんですけども、
And before we finish, I'd like to share a story with you.
KBF の家族の食卓っていうのがあるんです。
We have something called KBF's family's dinner dining table or something like that.
そこで私はご飯を作ります。
And during that time, I usually cook.
そしてある時私はもうみんなのご飯を作ってる時、作るその自分の態度が間違ってたなって。思いました。
And a while back, I realized that my attitude as I prepared this meal was wrong.
もう家で、ご飯作ってんねんから、同じことやるだけ、人数増えただけやって、そう考えてたんですね。
And I kind of thought like, oh, I cook at home, and so cooking at KBF is just a bit different. There are more people.
そして人に、かっちゃんいつもありがとうって、大変よって励ましもらってても、あ、いつも家でやってるからって。
And many times people would say, Kachan, thank you so much. It was delicious. Or it must have been hard on you. Thank you. We really appreciate it. And I'd say, well, I do it at home every day, so it's not a big deal.
そしてなんかその考え方はなんかいつも家でやってるからっていうなんか義務的なことがあるなと思いました。
And later, when I reflected on my answer, I was thinking, it sounds like an obligation if I'm saying I do it every day, so it's okay.
そしてそばに人がいてても、もうとにかく20人作らなあかんから必死で働いて温かい言葉をその人にかけるよりもなんか必死で仕事してるっていう感じでした。
And also because I'm in my head, I'm thinking, okay, 20 people, 30 people, I have to work, I have to prepare, I have to cut, I have to cook. So even though there are other people in the kitchen with me, many times I'm so focused that only later I'd realize, oh, this person was there and I was so busy.
そしてちょっと待てよって私がやってることあ愛がなかったら愛がないところには神様がいない意味ないんちゃうか
And so I came to the point that I thought, wait a minute, if I'm working here and I'm serving, if there's no love in what I'm doing, then there is no purpose, there's no meaning.
それだったら疲れてきたらもうストレスになって不満っていう可能性ある
And when you feel likeThat if it's an obligation, many times when you're tired, it really causes dissatisfaction.
それは神様のやり方と違うなって思って、私間違ってましたって悔い改めました。
And so at that time, I realized I was wrong, my attitude was wrong, and I could repent and change the way I was looking at that.
そしてまずこのことは神様やってほしいのかどうか祈りました。
And at that time, I thought I should pray and see if God really wants me to be doing this at church.
私がやりたいとかやりたくないとかじゃなくて、神様はどうなんですか?
Do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? Those things are not really important. We have to really go to God and ask, is it your plan for me to be doing this?
そしてそれは、それに私は協力するつもりがあるのかないのか、それも自分の心にさっき聞いてみました。
And if it is God's plan, then we have to think, do I want to cooperate? Do I want to help God in this?
そして、そうやってたら、今度は、これは神様のミニストリーだから、私は何も心配することはないって、
and
安心感もらいました。
So I came to the conclusion that this is God's ministry and there's nothing I have to be worried about, so I really received peace.
だから、義務的になってしまったらどうしようっていう思いもなくなりました。
And the feeling that I had of sometimes that it was an obligation and oh, how should I do it? What should I do now? That was gone.
まず私は毎日神様と時間を持ちます。
I spend time with God every day.
そしてそこで愛をもらって人々に使える力、神様からもらうようにします。
And that is an opportunity for me to receive God's love and then be able to share it with others during the day.
そしてどんな料理したらいいか、そしてどれぐらい人数作ったらいいか、どれぐらいの人来るんかなって神様教えてくださいって
And so as I speak to God, I ask him, how many people will come to KBF today? How much should I prepare? What should I cook?
そして買い物に行きます
And then I go shopping、
まあ、ある時なんですけどもいつもそのスーパーは高いので通り過ぎてたんですね
And for example, there is a supermarket that's kind of expensive, so usually I don't go there
せやけどその時は誰かちょっとここ寄ってみようかなっていう気持ちになったんです。
But one day I'm driving and I felt like, hey, maybe today I should go over there and check it out.
そしてザーッと見とったらなんとお魚が安い。
And so that day I went and fish was really cheap.
もうこれやったらもう家族の食卓もう20人分買ってもカレーの煮付けできる。この値段やったら大丈夫や。
And so at that time I felt, wow, even if we have 20 people today, we can have fish and we can make something really great and the amount of money is not that high. I mean, it's within the budget, so I was really excited.
そしていつも豚肉とか鶏肉とか肉ばっかりやから魚も食べないとねって思った。
And so I was thinking, well, actually we usually have pork and sometimes we have chicken, but it's also very healthy to have fish.
その晩はみんながとても喜んでくれたのを覚えてます。
And I can remember that everyone was really happy that we had fish that day.
そして助けてくれる、お料理を助けてくれる人も、ちゃんと神様は時に応じて与えてくれました。
And every time we do this, God sends the right people to come and help.
そしてもう何よりも嬉しいのは、その家族の食卓にはいろんな人がいるんです。
And the thing that I really love about this is that in thisfamily, there are so many different types of people.
自分と違う人です。
People who are different from myself.
サラリーマン。学校の先生。
There are businessmen and teachers.
家族のない人、離婚した人。
People who are divorced, people who don't have a family.
子供、学生。
Children, students.
主婦、独身。
Housewives.Singles, thank you.
仕事ない人、 年齢も違う、国籍も違う。
Jobless or older and younger, people who don't have a job, people of different nationalities.
そしてもうご飯食べながらみんなが今日はどうやったとか仕事見つかったとか。
And so as we eat our dinner, we usually have fellowship and we talk to each other and we're like, hey, how was your day? Could you find a job today? Are you feeling okay?
もう今日は大変やったよ。
And so they can share, hey, I had a really bad day.
そしてそこでみんなが愛を表現するんです。
And so it is an opportunity for all of us to communicate love to that person.
励まし合ったり、お祈りしたり、褒めてもらったり。
We encourage each other, we pray for each other, we compliment each other.
かわいい喧嘩もあるんですけど、また一緒にご飯食べてます。
Sometimes we have these tiny little cute fights, but they're not big deals, so we continue eating and having fun.
もちろんギャグもあり、笑いもあります。
There are also jokes, and there are times that we can laugh together.
もうそんな光景見てたら、あ、神様はまたここに、KBF に、人を送ってくださるんちゃうかっていう期待が持ちました。
And when I see us having such great fellowship, I really feel like God will continue to send so many people to this church.
なぜならここに神様の愛があると思ったんですね。
This is because God's love can be found at KBF.
そして神様の目的は一人でも多くの方を神様と出会い、救われることなんです。
And God's great plan is to save as many people as possible.
それだったら神様の愛のあるところに人を送るのが一番早いのではないでしょうか。
And so don't you think that God's plan would be to send people who don't know him yet to a place where his love can be found?
私たちが愛し合ってるなら神様はどんどん人を送ってくださると思いませんか。
I believe that if we continue to love each other, God will continue to send people here.
そして私はもう本当にどんどん KBF がその愛を実際に表現する場所になってきたなって思いました。
I have felt that KBF has become a church that can really express God's love.
そしてもっともっとそうなってほしいなと思います。
And I feel that we can become even more and more loving towards each other.
私たちイエス様を信じる一人一人の中には聖霊様は住んでます。
The Holy Spirit lives inside each one of us who believe in Jesus Christ.
もう聖霊様はすべてのことを神様の方向に導くことができます。
And the Holy Spirit can guide everything that we do in God's path.
私たちはもっともっとその聖霊様と親しい個人的な関係を持っていくことが大切と思います。
And I believe that it's very important for us to establish a more intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
そしてもう弟子たちやまたペテロやパウロが用いられた時みたいにもう聖霊のダイナマイトのような力を与えられて。
And just like the apostles and Paul were really used by God, we can also receive that power that is so great like dynamite and we can really bless others and heal others and work for God.
そうです。もう大胆に語る力とか、もう人を癒す力、人を助ける力が与えられて、それで神様のプランが実行されていくように。
When we receive God's guidance and God's love, we can have His power to heal others and to bless others, and we can really feel that God is at work among us.
そのようになっていくように、今一緒にお祈りしたいと思います。
And now I'd like to end with a prayer so that we can continue and be yet still a more loving church.
愛する天のお父さん。
Heavenly Father.
私たちに本当に素晴らしい友達、聖霊様を与えてくださって感謝しています。
Lord, we're so thankful that you have given us a great friend, the Holy Spirit.
どうぞ聖霊様、私たち一人一人と毎日毎日本当に今までなかったような関係作ることできますように。
And we really want, Lord, to establish an even closer relationship with the Holy Spirit, something that we have not experienced yet.
そして私たちが本当に聖書を読むときに、もう本当に神様の考え方がよくわかるように聖霊様を教えてください。
And as we read the Bible, that we can be guided by the Holy Spirit to understand what we read.
そして大胆にあなたから力を受けて、神様の器になることができるように祝福たくさんしてください。
And Lord, we ask you to bless us to receive your love and to be able to be used as your vessels.
私たちは今あなたを受け入れます。
We receive you, Lord.
聖霊様、あなたを受け取ります。
We receive the Holy Spirit.
イエス・キリストの名前でお祈りします。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.